A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 4th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the new cabinet that was sworn in today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com and www.voishona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we would want to welcome our Facebook followers and those who are following this program. Thank you so much. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the new cabinet.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa is signing a new cabinet that includes ruling party loyalists, as well as some figures in the military whose government takeover helped to oust former leader Robert Mugabe. Mr. Mnangagwa said after the ceremony today at State House in Harare that the top priority is to revive Zimbabwe's battered economy.
Zimbabwe's opposition has dismissed Mr. Mnangagwa's new cabinet as political deadwood. The opposition MDC party called the new cabinet the same crop of tired ZANU-PF politicians, referring to Mr. Mnangagwa's party.
To join the discussion, follow us right now on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. I'll repeat that again, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. If you want to take part in the program right now, you can call in on this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Honguka hamawadiwa nasi, tirauti tiketi chitarisa adezwe dare rema kuru kota ratura miko nasi ku State House muHarare. Tinakunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vatereri vedu kuti munoona sei iro dare, munoona richibudirira here? Vamwe vari kuti aiwa rinoda kuti ringe richipuwa nguva kuti panyatsoonekwe kuti vangaite zvipi. Vamwe ndo vari kuti aiwa apa hapana chinobuda apa nekuti ndo vanhu vagara vari muhurumende kwenguva yakareba, asi hapana chavakabuda. Nekudaro kana pasina chavakabuda makore esaya havaone paine chachinja. Asi vamwe vari kuti pane mutyairi mutsva anovayeva Mnangagwa atora bhaziri kubva kuna vaMugabe vavanoti vanga vachiendesa bhazi mugoronga. Vari kutarisa kuti vaMnangagwa vanenge vakukwanisa kuti vanyatsogadzirisa nyaya dziri kunetsa. Nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa munyika inyaya yekushayikwa kwemabasa. Pane nyayawo dzekuti kodzero dzevanhu vamwe vanoti dzinenge dzisingateedzerwi. Nekudaro vanoda mutungamiri anokwanisa kuti anga achiremekedza kodzero dzevanhu, achigadzirisa nyaya dzezveupfumi, achivandudzawo zvinhu kuti munyika muite sarudzo dzakachena. Gibbs.
Yee, kunjalo ke Blessing. Kunjalo ke zvikuru kandaba lichona njani lapha ekhona. Yee, lamhla ke sikhuluma ngedale lesiphatha amandla sakwarhulumente. Siyakwazi ukuthi bafungisiwe lamhla ke khona ngale eState House, befungiswa ke umongameli uEmmerson Mnangagwa. Nxa sikhangela ke abantu bayatsho ukuthi engxenye kukhona ungaba le ngquqo. Kube labanye abathi lokho kwenziwe umnumzana uMnangagwa kungazani ke ikuthunga ke izigamba esizathunga kakhulu ukuthi vela kusabambi kangako. Kuziba khona futhi abanye bathi manini sibone ukuthi kuyangaphi. So siyabona njalo ukuthi utese faka ke idale lakhe leli ele cabinet wakhipha sibili uDr. Lazarus Tokora wamfaka ebhimu ngoba uthe ngazani wayengenzi kuhle kudala. Singathi ke ungumuntu oseve isikhathi esifitshane kakhulu kucabinet eZimbabwe, so waba ledale le cabinet kuze ufike uzibuse. Kuzobuya ke uPetronella Gagonye la sefakiwe sekulabour khonaphana. Siyakwazi ukuthi ilabour kathi lo umnumzana uKeva Nyati ukeva nyati sengano kuchinchi wakangani sea bamba ke eze mfundo abe sebamba futi loko kutuwa national reconciliation konoko zindoka mbelana lezi joza woku kura hondi lani abe sebamba konoko so ke blessings ngati ke akula ngukukene lapa wenwe bonle right
mm-hmm. I think Gibbs we have our first guest that is Mr. Shakespeare Hamauskwa is a lecturer at Mlungushi University in Zambia. Mr. Hamauskwa, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Hamauskwa, what's your take on the on this cabinet?
My perspective on this cabinet is that the it doesn't give people the hope which the president promised the people. Of course, there are some few individuals there who, like the Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education, who seem to be technocrats. Mm-hmm. But we've seen the retaining of some of the controversial ministers who have performed badly and who have been accused of corruption, grand corruption, the likes of Obet Mpofu. And we've also seen some immediate reshuffle, which really gives doubts whether there was due diligence that was given during the selection of this cabinet. So I don't really see this cabinet bringing in the much anticipated reform. They are made probably they are mainly banking on the promise, the financial support from the likes of China, but not necessarily that they've put the right brain in place to steer the change and to turn around the economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Hamauskwa. Do stay on the line quickly. We have many messages on our Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. Gibbs, we have Masha Ochomore, who says there are no women with leadership qualities in ZANU-PF. The women are there only as dancers at the airport. I'm surprised to hear of a ZANU-PF supporter in the UK. Of course, I think there are capable women in ZANU-PF. Maybe something that we also need to look at, the number of women in this cabinet, only 3. Then we have Brian Bruno, who says, yeah, I think it's good for them, varupiwa miko, not for the country. We need a cabinet which can bring back our freedom. It's because we are living in fear, no utongi uripo. Then we have Solomon Gwenya, who says the cabinet is totally illegal without enough women. In the same token, the Minister of Youth is 69 years old. I think the president went wrong somewhere. Then we have God's Power Sunday, who says, yes, but honestly speaking, as young people, we have been crying for our rights, and the issue of age consent with the Minister of Youth is above 69. Saka, it's very difficult for her to understand our concerns as young people. Mr. Hamauskwa, you are hearing what the people are saying. I think the gender balance is something that they are not happy with, and then youth representation in the cabinet. Are these concerns justified?
Yes, they are greatly justified, those concerns, because the main issue that has caused a lot of problems in ZANU-PF was succession, and it centered on the differences between the old guards and the new generation, the young generation, who were called the G40. So then when the president gave his inaugural speech, he indicated that he was going to bring some reform. There will be no reform that will be tangible and without striking a balance between the old generation and the current generation, as well as the future generation. There is need to ensure that there will be no future problems within ZANU-PF and within the country in terms of leadership. There must be a connection between the current and the future generation. So that connection is not actually being bolstered by this cabinet. And those who are saying the Minister of Youth is not necessarily the Minister of Youth alone, but there are a lot who are whom we think maybe they are out of touch with the realities. But sometimes those who are mature, they would have gone through certain challenges during their youth, and they only need maybe probably for consultation. So what is problematic is the nature of the governance that Zimbabweans have been subjected to, whereby the youth are not consulted, those organizations representing the youth, they are not consulted. If this cabinet is not going to consult the people, then we are not going to see the tangible changes. And when it comes to women, it's really a deplorable move whereby the president would appoint just three ministers. It's not really good for the country. The SADC is pushing for 50-50 representation. The constitution also pushes for 50-50 representation. Then we don't really know why ZANU-PF is picking just a few women. There are a lot of women in ZANU-PF, some professors, some who have experience in various sectors of the economy and the entire society. Some who have been good in terms of representing women affairs. So I think there was a mistake there. There is need also for the president to think around that. And that can also be a rallying point as we go for the elections. Some other political parties, they found actually a way to attack the current president. And this is going to be a serious blow, especially the youth and the women. We are going to see a lot of challenges where the president is going to be questioned, and the confidence among the youth and the women is actually going down right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the swearing-in of Mr. Mnangagwa's new cabinet, Gibbs.
Yeah, Blessing, we've got so many messages coming in right now on the VOA Ndebele page. We've got a couple of those messages. Thompson says, I'm watching you guys from Botswana. Then Lillian Dovu says, I'm in South Africa. And Tswelero, Prince Ketch says, I'm listening from Botswana. And then Mnumzane Nkomose says, the problem is that the ZANU-PF system is still working. ZANU has only changed its face, but not the whole system. Then Antileta Chabangu says, I'm watching you guys from the diaspora. She doesn't say where exactly. And then Gift Moyo says, thanks for the program, guys. Then Johannes Moyo says, they must include women in the cabinet and stop putting old, failed ministers. So, do you have some more there?
I think we have our second guest. That is Mr. David Ndlovu, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Mr. Ndlovu, what is your take on this new cabinet? Can it deliver?
The problem is that, look, this cabinet is based on the old parliament. You can't talk about new people when you are referring to the old parliament. You can only talk about new cabinet ministers after the next general election, not currently. Where expect the president to choose the people you are talking about from? Because the numbers are very limited in terms of our constitution. He's given a maximum of five. From non-parliamentary until years.
So you are saying his pool is not that deep enough?
Yes. There are limitations.
Mm-hmm. You're hearing there, Gibbs, what Mr. Ndlovu is saying, a very good point there, that, you know, the president can only nominate five.
Non-constituency members.
Yes, but unfortunately, you know, five is not good enough. Mm-hmm. It's actually limited, and therefore people are not should not have expected to see many changes.
Yeah, before I make a follow-up to that kind of, remark, let me read what Gift Moyo is writing here. It says, anyone expecting change from ZANU-PF is daydreaming and needs to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to see after 37 years of failure? I don't understand how some people see things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, lapha we yabhala umnumzana uGift Moyo kuFacebook ukuthi kona ukuthi abantu becabanga ukuthi ZANU-PF ingabenzela ulutho, ikuhumana nje abantu mini besihambela, sokumele bevuke kade sibebone ukuthi akula nto engaba khona. Akumpheli lapho uGift Moyo. Baba David Ndlovu.
Yes.
Yes. So kulo baba lapho bhalileyo.
Hello.
Yes. Kulo baba osibhalileyo lapha ke ku Facebook. Uthi vele abantu bakhangelele kakhulu ku badla leZANU-PF. Ngakho yena akaboni ukuthi uyaphumana ngoba iZANU isembusweni isikhathi eside kodwa zange abantu bethole lutho. Akumpendule.
I don't think in a chance and then touch thereafter, rather than touch before he performs. Rather keep a chance, then you can say yes, fail when you failed. You should not be touched individually. He is taking over, and we don't know why he has given. He's going to keep his reasons, and let's see what he does.
Mtshele ngesindebele kumoyo lapho.
Mina umuntu ungasithi ngenza lokho engikwenzayo. Asinikele ithuba ehluleke sesisihlulekile. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi singiba sikhangileyo bekusenzakala kunezedlule. Ikanti nje ikhofisi yethu nomhlelo sethu sinika umongameli amandla amakhulu. So umongameli obekhona la belamandla asebenzisa abe isa noba besane ezikhele zishisa ngoba asinike i-transport uzakwenza. Ngaiyazi umzekelo itwenzeka thina masi. Uma sinanzela thina masi awazama ukwenza iroutine zamabili kodwa umongameli obekhona ne-last minute ngikhangisile ngabona into ebeyivumele cabinet weyitshintsha nje egcineni.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovu. Ubambe khonapho, siyabuya kuwe.
Rikaitende kune mutereri wedu vamhaka kuSouth Africa. Makadi vamhaka?
Nofara makadi mukoma
blessing. Aiwa, tiripo. Dare remakurukota ragadzwa. Munoonawo sei?
Chekutanga tinogona kumhanya hedu kushora kuti dare ranga rine vamwe vanhu vanga vari munhunduri vane zvavanga vachiita kana kuti vakambotadza basi asi ndinoona sekuti sezvo ngatimbovapa mukana sezvo vambowanawo mutungamiri mutsva tombovapa mukana 2-3 years votomboona kuti pane dzinochinja here bcause mawira
angaitaikonoziva kuti kune sarudzo here gore rinoya.
Sarudzo adzo izvi zvagara igaroziva kuti hapana chinochinja chero pakaita sarudzo dzacho gore rinouya.
Mukasavhotaka
changewo
mukasavhota vamhaka ndo pekuti hapana chinobuda makanyorisa here kuvhota?
Kunyoresa kuvhota takanyoresa zvedu but chokuona hacho kungoshingirirawo kuti hapamwe nerimwe zuva zvinogona kuita asi chandinoona problem yatinayo ndingataura kuti mazimbabwe ngavapi ngatitaure sekuti ezi maafricans saizvozvi izvi zvekuti takashandisa kunge regai ndipemunhu sokuti zvafana nemunhu anoenda kunovhima anoenda nembwa dzake kunovhima but pakabatwa mhuka imbwa dziyadzi panovhiwa mhuka iya hadzidi kana aonekwa dzee dzichirovewa kure but ndodzabata mhuka yacho iyi nenzanzi wangu unoya pakuti pakada kubviswa vamugari pachigaro vanhu takashedzwa tikaenda kumagiraundi mazimbabwe ground ikandomacha kanzande kuset house tikaenda tichiita sei tikatogumira yedu muroadi hatina kuzosvika asi pakagadzwa makurukota kuti tichionekwa pfungwa dzedu kuti tipe pfungwa dzedu kuti adede papa pagadzikwa makurukota akadai kana tibambaita muhurumende mubatanidzwa izvozvo pfungwa dzezvozvo hatichatopoti kana kunzwika kana kamwe chete kana mutasei but pakuti tishandire pamwe takashandira pamwe vemdc vakanzi uyai vezanupf vakauya vemamwe mapatiwo mamwewo hakuna munhu asina kuenda but right now kuti ngatiti kupawo pfungwa dzekuti ngapachiumbwawo hurumende yemubatanidzwa kuti nyika iumbwe ienderere mberi vanhu vaakuda kudya manje pamusoro pekuti vanhu vaamboshanda vakabatana chechitatu problem hombe hombe yandinonyanyaona mumapoliticians panopinda Blessing Zulu ndiminista of finance kunopinda Nomsa Zulu mukadzi wa Zulu ndiminista of education and what mabasa maviri apinda muimba hwani aya saka zvinoreva kuti vamhaka havana basa ravachambobvira vakawana muhurumende kopindawo umwewo mhingiri nemukadzi wake each and everyone anopinda nemukadzi wake munova kuti mamp akatadza here kusarudzwa kutiwo kana toziva kuti vakadzi vanodiwawo munhingiri ngavatisarudzwa vamwe vasiri vakadzi vemamp kana kuti emaminista ari muhurumende zvakafanana nemutungamiriri wenyika vatina vamunangagwa ive zvinoizvi inini semaonero angu mai munangagwa vanga vasingachafani kupinda mupolitics vanga vangofanira kuadvisa murume wavo ano apa makanganisa apawo madaiso apapa zvichidaro vose vakapinda mupolitics kuti vatiurane ka hapana kutiurana kunoitika munhingirimo because vanenge vachinyarana zvakafanana tarisai zvaitika pana mai mugabe vaisiwa chita zvavanoda because vari mupolitics vamugabe varimo imomo saka handioni kunga pane chiedza vokuti mhuri imwe chete inoenda makurukota 2023 anowanika ane mukadzi nemurume mukadzi nemurume mukadzi nemurume saka vanhu vacho vanopinda vangani
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamhaka nepfungwa dzenyu
haipapo dei pazama kugadziridzwa plus deva vazama kutinzwa pamboitwawo hurumende kana kuti vemubatanidzwa zvayo because pane vamwe vari kunemamwe mapato vane pfungwawo dzakapinza kuti vari kusiyiwa variko ikoko vakatsikirwa pfungwa dziya dzi kuti vasumudzire nyika kana kuti vaite sei bato riri kutongwa ndirezanup f but vanhu vari kukuvara havasi vezanup f vanhu ruzhinji rwezimbabwe
aiwa tinotenda vamhaka regai titore vamwe vateereri asi tinotenda zvikuru nepfungwa dzenyu tinotenda zvikuru. Gives you what Mr. Maka is saying. He's also complaining about nepotism and he's saying that in a number of cases you have husband and wife team as MPs and sometimes they serve together in cabinet. He's saying that's not good for the country because there are no opportunities for others who don't have that privilege, and he's also saying that he has lost faith in the country's elections. I think that's one thing that we need to talk about. Go on.
And while he was saying that, he said, he put an example of Blessing Zulu.
Yes.
And Nomsa Zulu.
Exactly.
So maybe we have to put a disclaimer there. that Nomsa Zulu has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with Blessing Zulu.
Yeah.
So, this is Nomsa Zulu penalty. It's going to be a penalty. Ujan.
Hayi, ngiyaphila njani madoda?
No, siyaphila. Ungaphi khonapho ke mnumzana Bernard?
Ngihabo.
Kunjani Gibbs?
Hayi, Gibbs ku right.
Yeah, yantuzule lapho ukuthi sokule cabinet entsha. So ungathini? Ngiziphatha amandla ezintsha ezikahulumende.
Ah, mina ngokubona kwami ngazi ngani ku right. Kumele sibanike isigathi abantu lapha. Kumele sibanike isikhathi and kumele singabakompeli nesikhathi samgabe because by that time they were just like this they were actually like oxen a team of oxen pulling a plow that doesn't work but at this time it's like it's different. You see what I mean?
Yes.
It's different now. So I think we have to, even last time, there was a lot of corruption. This time around, there's no corruption. And I think we need to give them time. ukubona kwami.
So isikhathi abanganikwa sona side kanganani ke baba Fernand? 1 year, 5 years, phela abantu bakule kulokhetho lokuya vele.
Mina ngokubona kwami, I'm sure isikhathi sangona singaba even something like oh, 6 months nje. 6 months is okay. Sabe sesibonile vethe ukuthi vele ukuthi bayasebenza njani. Ngicela ukuthi ngikhulume lesithona mina ngiyazi ayona into ukuthi akuthi ikondi ikona sokuthi zwini nani ukuthi vanhu abathi bapenguka bayithe basa rabo nokuthi pabanga abashana nabamgabe payapaya babasina pressure and banga bayizathi ati apana no one was actually checking them from behind kuti or even checking on them. Izo vava kuvoziwa manje kuti they have to work for the people, they have to work for the country, and if they don't perform, otherwise nanga go take them out. If they know vanondoziva vele kuti ipapapa it's no time to play. Kozo vuya futi zve kunyaya dzedhadzaitika kuti vanhu vanonzi ngavabve mutown vachiinda kutengesera nevasodeta ngonzwisisa vanhu. This is the beginning of good things. You cannot have industries running properly by even investors coming into the country. To be a good leader.
Asikana mbiti vanhu
dzava hate kuti ku implement awo zvimwe zvatoti kufarira awo, but isungati ngati bude ipapo papata nesiti kanze TV like ngateria kuti amoyo achitaura ku Harare kandile ku Harare. He was very right. Vanhu ngavateerere vanhu vaende pavakaenda, hakuna chitoro chinovinga munhu bese, hakuna basa rinovinga munhu. Takabva kuzimbabwe tiya kuno gabhuroni tiringa basa indawo gabhuroni haina kuuya kuharare.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
We are starting to build our country now, our nation. Things are okay. Never titi Mugabe was better. So Mugabe was better just because we have been told to go off the streets.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Nofara hangu ndandisipa chirongwa gore rese iro ndambe ndiri kuzimbabwe naichona kwakusina kumira mushe ndakadzoka kugabhuroni manjimanji.
Okay, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru, tinofunga kuti zvichafamba zvakanaka modzokera kumusha muine basa rakanaka.
Aiwa tosati taudzokera kumusha, aiwa kusimbira kwava right. Iyozvo zvaitika izvozvo zvanaka blessing kuti tavonawo taone hurumende yuwa tachinjawo hembeka nhanyingoga nehembe wani makore esaya.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Regaitidzoke vahamauswa muripo here parunare. Vahamauswa?
Ndiripo.
Vamwe vari kuti dare remakurukota iri rinoda kuti ribopwa nguva. Vanhu ngavaregedza kubva vaita zvekuripondera musagi unge kiti.
Zvinonetsa kuti toti munhu atinoziva kuti wakamboonekwa uchimhanyisana nembudzi dzevanhu. Munhu iyeye ukanzi wakurinda mombe, vanhu voti mombai time, zvinhu zvinogona kurema izvozvo mukoma Blessing. Chatingangotaura vanhu chavanofanira kunge vachitaura ndechekuti izvo zvaiita kuti makurukota vamugabe vange vaine corruption. Ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichichemerwa nevanhu kuti ngazvinge zvaiswa pachigaro. Vanhu pavakafara, vanhu vakafara nokuti vamugabe kune vamwe vanga vaitawo 37 years kubva vachizvarwa vaingorina president mumwe chete. Saka kufarirawo kwavakaita kuti vamugabe vabva zvirekuti vamunangagwa vakauya tingatoti yatova hurumende itsva. Zvafana nemunhu angoshandura hembe yaakapfeka oisa kuzve mukati obva ati chinhu chaachinyowani. Handioni sekudaro. Pari kuda kuti vana vezimbabwe vachidzokera panzvimbo yekuti avo vano masangano akazvimiririra maNGO vachitaurawo vachiona kuti izvozvo zvakanga zvimboripo pahurumende yavamugabe zvekuti vamugabe vanenge varivo vane vanokondrora mapato akaita se anoona vanoita zvekuitwa zvekuona kugadzwa kwemajudges varivo. Saka kana tichiona judiciary yedu isina kuzvimirira yoga, hatingatarisiri zvakare kuti pangaita shanduko. Kana tichiona vanhu vakabatsira vamunangagwa kuuya pachigaro vachibva kumasoja, hatisati tanzwa kuti vana Major General Moyo vakasiya here kuchisoja. Hatisati tanzwa kuti vaperenzishiri vakasiya here kuchisoja. Vanhu vava hatisi kuti havana njere, vanogona kunge vanadzo njere, asi iko zvino zvichaita here kuti vanhu vacriticize vachitaurawo nekushoropodza hurumende painenge yatadza zvavaiita panguva yavamugabe, kana kuti zvaitwawo navamugabe dzimwe nguva dzokuti wataura chakashata chashata chaona nehurumende obva anzi ngaapiswe muromo kana kuti oshayikwa zviri kuitwa zvakaita vana vadzamara. Saka tiri kuona sekuti pari kuda kuti vana veZimbabwe vamire panzvimbo vachitiwo patadzwa nehurumende vachitaura, asi kuti tichi timbopa ava mukana, hapana mukana waachapiwa. Nekuti tikasvika muna January nyaya hombe yaakutoitika pavari kupinda muofisi, vakomana ivava vari kumhanya mhanya kuenda kumaconstituency avo kunogadzirira kusarudzo dzichatevera. Saka ndiri kunoona chimwe chandinoonawo chiri kuti tichativhiringa nechekuti vamunangagwa vanhu vavo vavaisa muhurumende umu vanhu vabva kufaction yavo, vabvawo kuchibandiko chavo changa chichirwisana necheG40. Saka veG40 vasiyiwa varimo muZANU-PF. Saka ipapo vamunangagwa vachibva kunogadza makurukota avo vari kudzokera kune dzimwe hondo. Ndinoimba kuti ipapa vatorisiva ndonga mamwe mameseji ekutotaura kuti zvimwe zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka kune mamwe maprovinsi avo, nekuti vanhu veG40 vachatoita regroup kuti varwisane navamunangagwa. Saka handioni kunge pa7 manzi dziri kutaurwa nevanhu hadzisi 7 manzi. Mamwedzi yatingangotaure mishoma shoma, nekuti imwe yacho inenge yatova yekumhanya mhanya kutsvaga rutsigiro. Saka ndinoona vamunangagwa havana kana nguva yavanomboda kupiwa.
Tinotenda regai tibo enda kune mumwe muteereri vahama uswa, rambai muri parunare. Tinotenda zvikuru. But significantly what Mr. Amoswa is saying is very important, that there is an election coming up in 7 or 8 months. So to expect these ministers to perform while they have to go back to their constituencies to campaign, it's just a tall order. It's difficult. It does not see it happening.
Silo baba ke ulunga lapha ecingweni. Baba Lunga, ungawutshona njani?
Kwenzani njani baba?
Hayi Sphile Lunga, ungaphi konapho lo?
Ngisena Cliff eGoli.
Ye, akutsho ke ukuthi wena idale leParliament ile le cabinet leli libona njani?
Ya, kusho ukuthi indlela nje ekubukeka ngayo nje, kubukeka ngathi nje nayo iNew Zimbabwe le ebesiyi-expecta. Angiboni ukuthi kusaseyiyo nje, ngoba kubukeka nje upresident wethu Mnangagwa la engathi akana clue yokuthi angayibamba kanjani nje indlela yokuthi akhombise abantu ukuthi yena seyi-president njengamanje. Ngoba kubukeka nje manje ngathi usehlele ezithendekisi kamanje ukhomba ukuthi nje safundanga kule nto eyenzeke kumgabi ukuze kuphume ehlalweni. Ngoba laba bantu embona bekhona kumanje abafana nabophethu nje namasa ngabantu kade vele beyithenjwa zakhe yena umgabi esebenzisana nabo. Loko ngabe ukuthi-ke manje ma kubukeka lokhu kubuyela nje bona labana abantu kade bebekhona, angiboni ukuthi nje utshintsho lukhona ngaphi. Kusaseyiya iZimbabwe vele siyaziya kuqala. Ngoba uma kungabe let's say laba bantu kade be-expect ukuthi bazobuya bezothuthukisa ilizwe bevusa amabhizinisi, bethole ukuthi-ke umuntu obevele nje ehleli ku-finance sonke lesi sikhathi kubonakala lezi zinto ezingaka manje uphindisele futhi bheki kulo umuntu osuse umgabe ngisho sokuthi ufuna ukuthuthukisa ilizwe. Njele ukuthi manje baya bezothini-ke bona, ngoba ey'nkulumeni zakhe navele uthina maselezwakala nje ukuthi into okuthiwa ngabayi-ideal la ukuthi abelungu nje vele nayo bevele ngabathandi nje umgabi kade baxotsha elizweni. So kumanje utshintsho luzoba khona yiluphi uma ngabe sibhekile? Singazi-ke mhlambeni ugijimisa ukuthi njengoba naye lapho nje for early banga nje ukuthi maybe after election mhlambe expect ukuthi kuzongena enye iparty mhlambe, ngoba lokho esibona vele kuyizano le SCS yasibona utshintsho olukhona mhlambe olungatembisa ukuthi kumbe singathi nje hayi mhlambe iZimbabwe izothuthuka maybe, kodwa-ke ithemba lakho nalincane nje.
Hayi-ke siyakuzwa, sibongile kakhulu mnumzane.
Okay, I came from there.
Yeah, so what Mr. Lunga is basically saying is that, you know, these are all people that have been in Mugabe's cabinet, and there's nothing that is new here. So he says people shouldn't expect anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a video on, you know, Angeline Masuku, who was at the State House, who was sworn in today. I think she's one of the state ministers.
Mm-hmm.
She's the Minister of State for Bulawayo Province.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to her. Yeah, apparently, I think that video is not functioning as yet, but all what she was saying is that she's happy to be in the cabinet, and she hopes that next time there'll be more women in the cabinet than what it comprises of right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she was giving that kind of hope.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Facebook right now. Those who are following us, Lucia Stella Mabugu says exactly opposition can use the redundancy of the cabinet to their advantage. Sam Kuda Machokoto says, I'm following from Brooklyn in South Africa. Thank you so much. Washington Jonas Zivengwa Chagonda, these ZANU-PF guys must stop the blaming game. They have to focus on remedying the shattered economy. Then we have Samson Makulunga, who says, Mugabe never allowed independent minds. Let's give this cabinet a chance to prove us wrong. Dzikiti Wallace says, I'm watching from South Sudan. Interesting. Thank you so much. Then we have Petros Manatsi, who says, not working. Rice Dube, Makaiti Square, ZANU-PF, Mbavadze Vanhu. Makaiti Square, I don't know. Makaiti Square or Makaiti Square ne ZANU-PF, I don't know what Rice Dube is talking about there. Petros Mudzamiri Muwori arikuti says, I don't go with the notion that we give the old faces a chance. What other chance do they want? They've been tried, tested and failed. What is going to change? We should have given new faces a chance. Why is Obet Mpofu not in the same prison with Chombo right now? Then we've Lucia Stella Mabugu says, this husband-wife thing seriously is beyond comprehension. Rashwit Mukundu is following. Thanks, my good friend Rashwit. Then we have Joe Silo, who says, give the men a break. I swear Zimbabweans are their own worst enemy. Remember, constitutionally, he can only select 5 non-MPs to cabinet. So the current rotten pool, I guess in quotation marks, is all he has to choose from. And then we also have Innocent Cassiano. Thank you so much watching. Imelda Chia Chicks. That's true. Caller. Then we have Rice Dube. Nguva yawo yakapera, guys. Mwanawe Kiti. Ambofachinja. Then David Mutizgwa. Let's give them time. Thank you so much. So I think generally that's what people are saying, give them time, the same old faces. You take your pick.
Now there's Philip Spanda, who writes, we are not fools. How can you put someone who is known to be corrupt, you know, in some of these positions? So he actually mentions the name there. So these are allocations. He says the same person owns almost the whole of Matabeleland. So why put such a person? So these are allocations.
Innocent and, until proven guilty.
Yes. So these are really allocations. So then Gift Moyo says, real change will only come from the opposition. Remember, these are the same people that will be trying very different things all the time. And most importantly, they want to prove that they can run the country far much better than the 3 decades of ZANU-PF rule. And then we've got another one. Martin Mtanga says, we need a new set of tires and not retreads. And then... Then Gift Moyo is giving us an alert. He's saying, Gibbs, your live stream has cut off, which is very true. So I guess the Facebook live stream on Ndebele, we have to revive it right now because it has been cut out. So listeners, we apologize for that kind of mishap. So we are trying to revitalize it. So who do we have?
I think we still have Mr. David Ndlovu on the line. Mr. Ndlovu? Unfortunately, got cut off. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Hamauskwa. Mr. Hamauskwa?
Yes.
Now you heard what people said there about giving the cabinet time, and some saying that you know, we can't give them time because they are the same people who have been in cabinet for decades for some of them, and as a result there is no need to give them time. But if this cabinet was to perform, what are the things that you are looking at to say it has been a success in these 8 months or so?
Yeah, basically what we really what we are reading and what the people of Zimbabwe expect is that this cabinet should be able to stabilize the financial sector. It is the one area which is causing problems among the majority in Zimbabwe. If the cabinet is able to bring stability and people can withdraw their hard-earned cash, that would be fantastic. If they are going to make changes from what Mugabe used to, as Jim was doing, whereby people can get their bonuses on time, they can get also their salaries on time. Not a situation whereby the salary dates are not predictable, are announced every month. Those are some of the things that need to be done. Then is in terms also of the political field, there is need for repealing of certain laws and reform of politics, like that there is space for the civil society. And there is also need to understand what is really going on right now with regard to those who are the thieves who were allegedly surrounding the president. What has happened? So there is need also for reform. I think there is a lot, and the president's inaugural speech contained much of the things that are really expected. That's why people had a lot of hope before the appointment of this cabinet, because his speech contained much of the framework in terms of the reform that is needed in Zimbabwe, from the political front, education, in terms of job creation. So there are a lot. But in short, what we can simply say is that there is need to bring normals to Zimbabwe. There is no need to chase the vendors. The vendors, they will go away on their own if the economy starts kicking. I don't think it is their own choice. They have degreed some of the people who are there. They don't need to be beaten. If they want to give them jobs, let them also create the job opportunities. Those people have certificates, they have degrees, some master's degrees, so they cannot be beaten and chased away from the street. They will go on their own if the economy kicks.
Thank you so much. Tina General Parunari. Magadi, General.
Dinofara Magadini.
Aywa, tiripo edu, tipeo fungwa zenyu, General.
Ya, nduda kupa fungwa zangu, panya, ya muru kutaura. Che kutanga nduda kuti mukorekte, pa muru kuti mutunga miri mutawe Zimbabwe. Se indiri kuti mnafana kupa korekta. Vamunanga gwava vasi mutungamiriri mutsva munhu watararama naye kwemakore ari muhurumende amugabe nemakurukota mamwe chetewo iwayo aagadza nhasayo makurukota atakura nawo arimo muhurumende yavamugabe saka hapana chitsva
vasi mutungamiri wenyika here muri kuda kuedza kuti chii apa jenerali
vakagara vari mutungamiriri wenyika kubva mashure uko vari minista kusvika vazoita vice president vakazobviswa pachigaro havo navamugabe asi vanga vari mutungamiriri nechekare
asi kana tichiti mutungamiri general tirikuti president ndo anonzi mutungamiri handi mutungamiri wenyika ndiye president vanga vari vamugabe iwo vanga vachivatenzera saka iwo vatora kubva kuna vamugabe
kutora kubva kuna vamugabe zvinhu zvanga zvagara zviripo kuti vanga vari muutungamiriri humwe chete navamugabe ivavo saka regai ndipinde panyaya yatiri kutaura nezvaiye makurukota iyi chekutanga ndechekuti makurukota wese aifaya maministries vanhu vamwe chete vakagara tinavo vachirana maministries acho muhurumende yavamugabe saka inini sekuona kwandinoita handioni paine zvakanyanya zvinogona kuchinja patiri kuda kutarisira ndechekuti ivo pachine zvavo sezanu pf
Namba ya ningirikiri ya general nare yao inobva yamba ya kata asi vanenge vangu vachingoti havo hapana chinhu chachinja hapa vanhu ava ndovagara varipo ndiyo zanu pf imwe cheteyo hanzi shiri ine muriro wayo haichinje inoramba ichingorova marovera ayanga ichiita ngoma ndiyo ndiyo Gibbs.
So we've got so many people that are coming up with a lot of comments and so forth. But maybe the one of the most important issues, Mr. Amauswa, is the manner in which national reconciliation is going to be effected in Zimbabwe. So how is Mr. Mnangagwa expected to hammer this kind of an important issue concerning reconciliation between Zimbabweans? You remember the 1980s, the Kukurahundi, thereafter, then you remember there are some opposition party members that were killed, and all these atrocities over the years. How is he going to handle this? Taking into account that one of his ministers is a person that is linked to the Fire Brigade.
Yeah, what I can say is that for Mnangagwa, he should have two broad views. He should view himself just as a bridge that people are using from Egypt to Canaan. He might not be able to be re-elected next year, and that should not matter much because he would have done his heroic performance, which probably Mugabe Mugabe actually failed to do. So what I mean is, Mnangagwa has a golden opportunity to lay a firm foundation for proper reconciliation. And those people who are also in his camp, there are some who are also supposed to come out to, during these 3 months. Amnesty which he gave. So when I look at reconciliation, I look at it in broader sense. There is a Gukurahundi. We also have people who have lost their houses in 2005. We also have MDC supporters who were killed, some disappeared. We have Itai Zamara. So Zimbabwe, it has a lot of deep-seated problems which are dividing the nation. And Mnangagwa, this is the opportunity, and he missed the opportunity because he could have probably proposed something like an inclusive government that was going to be a transitional kind of arrangement. Maybe they could have amended the constitution for about 2 or 3 years. It was going really to work, although people need democracy. But currently, you find that although the MDC and the other opposition parties are really pushing to register the people, but we are also going to see people fighting during the election. So Mnangagwa is actually in a fix because he's coming just for 7 months, and there isn't much that he's going to do. Whatever Mnangagwa is going to do right now can gonna be reversed by someone who is coming. And then that is another challenge. It's the second broad view is that probably if he takes, he can win again in 2018, because currently he has not won the presidential. He was just put there. So if he's thinking of going to be elected next year, he needs then even to talk to those ministers who are being accused to come open, and they should now accept that they would not want to go the way that they've seen their President Mugabe going through. So the only way is to accept that they've five farms. They should now come on board and say, let's have one farm, one man. let them come open and apologize to what they have done. And they have an advantage because they would say we were sent by Mugabe. And by so doing, they really bring the people on board.
Thank
the
you.
People of Zimbabwe, as far as I know them, they are ready to forgive those people.
Thank you very much. Sasilobaba lapa ukumalo. Ikumwani. Baba kumalo, chona jani? Kuyangizo kumalo? Ye, baba kumalo, uyangizo ikumwani? Ye, wangano kumalo, ikumwala ke. Uyangizo kumalo? Ye, wangano. Ye, otisizo kutuwa sasilobaba spanda. Mtawini, kunjani?
Yaphila Dube kunjani?
Ngiphile kakhulu sibantu ngapha kwalapha mntawini.
Hayi ngise Manchester.
Oh kunjani Manchester?
Hayi kuyagodola.
Ungangikhumbuzile Manchester United. All right. Wothi ke sikhulume ngakhona ukudaba lokhu ku round ukuthi sorry, udaba lwe cabinet ukuthi kambe wena ngokubona kwakho ubona ngani izayenzelani abantu bezibabo?
Mr. Dubsi, first and foremost, we have got to be straightforward here, right? We are not fools. We are not fools, okay? When Mnangagwa is talking about reshuffle, and nobody doesn't know that there are thieves there in that.
Let's say suspected thieves. Yeah, let's say suspected thieves because kumele baqale bayidalele phala le mthethandaba. Nga ungatua banga masela, sisi ngati, uzban lisela. So, swako ki allocation kono kuba.
Yes, that is a serious allegation, but okay, it's an allegation, but those things need to be addressed. As long as it's not addressed and it's not addressed the Kukurawondi issue. You see, Jobs, there is nothing more important than apology. If you come to me and say, Baba Sibanda, ngangu pamba nisela kakulu, let's move on. There are two things he needs to do there, that man. He needs to come and apologize for what they have done together as the whole cabinet and say, right, guys, let's move forward. We made mistakes. Let's move forward. We all made mistakes. Asambinini. I'm not going to accept anything from that cabinet anyway. Sorry.
Yeah, ngicela ukufaka ngesindebele ngamafishane kona.
Yeah, engikutsho ukuthi kona ubaba uMnangagwa lanxa engazange aphumele egcekeni wabuya wazokuthi ha ekudluleni lapha saphambanisa kulento eziningi esaziphambanisayo sisebenza sibaningi labo babomgabe sicela madoda simuve sihambe nini phambili lapho sikhuluma ngendaba abayiyenzayo ecululuzulu ngoba uMnangagwa lanamhlanje babadube kasoze afa awina i-election especially from Midlands esiya eMatebeleland abantu bafuna i-apology kuphela nje zwi
so i-apology vele ingangena kuphela kuyabe sekuright kumbe kumele kwenziwe lokunye.
I think uti ku right kodwa ukuxolisa baba Dube ukuxolisa into important kakhulu. Ukuxolisa lanxa ngingayithathanga ngingavuma ukuthi ngiyavuma ukuthi awuyangixolisa. Kodwa ungabuye ukukhulume abanye abantu bathi madod asimoveni forward. Sifuna iapology kuphela.
Hawu boni ke siyakuzwa ke mdawini ungathina kusasa baba. Okay, Papa. So, according to Spanda, there's need for an apology from the president about the Kukulawondi atrocities. So he says, well, an apology can be in order, you know. But he says, it's a warning. He says, if he doesn't do that, he won't win anything in Matabeleland and Midlands. Yeah?
Back to you, Mr. Hamauswa. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I think elephant in the room remains the military. They have not gone back to the barracks, although Mr. Mugabe stepped down. They'd said they wanted to arrest the so-called malcontents around Mr. Mugabe. I think they've only arrested two. Some have fled the country. Are they going to accept the election result next year? Talking about the military now, because many are saying that it was because of them that Mugabe was ousted. What happens if the opposition wins next year?
Yeah, the military currently, this is why I'm saying Mnangagwa should have two options on his table. He might lose and he would not want to go through what Mugabe had gone through, he would want to live in Zimbabwe. He would want to be forgiven if he's going to lose. And I foresee the elections next year, they are going to be a shocker to ZANU-PF. So we are seeing the military, they are there. Yes, they are the biggest, the big elephant in the room, and they are going to be dictating on Mnangagwa. So Mnangagwa is likely to emerge in this 7 months as a weak leader. Somebody, you know, it could not be really expected that he was going to appoint the generals during this period. Probably it was better if they had resigned and then joining ZANU-PF, like what the then General Mujuru did during his time when he retired from the army and later joined politics. So we see there's a challenge here. But now, because the generals have stepped in into politics and of course the departure of Mr. Mugabe, we are likely to see again that they might not be ready again to perform another closer to a crime, political crime, whereby they are going to stand in the way of democracy. They are going to, it is better for them to allow the democratic process to go through in Zimbabwe. Whatever they have today, they have, this is the time, the 7 months they have, they need to please themselves. They need to open up. They need to apologize to Zimbabwe. They need to try and unite the people of Zimbabwe and make sure that they are accountable institutions. And whatever they are doing right now, they have to be accountable. They have to be accountable to the whereabouts of Professor Jonathan Moyo, whereabouts of Katsukuere, and all these people. There is no need for somebody to go to the army barracks with all why they are fit and they come back when they are in the hospital. So the soldiers, they need to also mind their game right now. They need to allow those people who are being arrested to go to the courts and let them really come open, and they should show the people that they are for democracy, not just by talking, but by their deeds.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
But can G40 have any impact in terms of the social transformation of Zimbabwe in any way? Well, some of these guys are in exile, right?
Yeah, the G40 will really have an impact, because as we see these people, even the ZANU-PF supporters, they are complaining that Mnangagwa failed to pick the rightful brains from the current parliamentarians, meaning that the G40 was full of the people with brains. And those people, some of them, they've done a lot in their constituencies. They are Zimbabweans. They should be part of this process. Their only crime is that they didn't want Mnangagwa. They wanted someone else.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Let's take our last caller, Mkoma Collins Moyo. Magadi.
Tipo Magadi enyu.
Aye, watipe upungwa zenyu. Nguwa yacho ndo inenge ya famba.
Maonera ndinoita ndinoda kutendera nemutaura anga achimbotaura. Because these guys vane an option. If they had taken that option, ndoingatovabatsira. Option iripo ndeyekuti vachiallow a democratic process kuti iite go through. Because ma issues akavamirira, ma crimes akavakatakura, if they are going to again refuse the democratic process kuti iitike pa elections ari kutera, of which ma chances avo ekuhwina mashoma. Saka if they were going to allow kuti okay, let's hand over the power to a democratically elected government, zvichavabatsira kuti probably ma crimes anga akavakatakura akwanise kuti Zimbabwe ivaregerere vagokwanisa kuproceed nema businesses avo nekuenderera mberi nekugara kwavari kuita muZimbabwe.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mangwana tichaedza kuti imi mutange kupinda muchirongwa. Nguva yedu ndo yadyanana. Thanks to Mr. David Lovu, ZANU-PF Central Committee member, Mr. Shakespeare Hamauswa, political analyst. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.